Okay, Boker Tov, good morning, Shavua Tov. Today's daf is daf Mem, daf 40. We left off on the last line on 39b, towards the bottom of the page. It's a relatively shorter daf. The Amud Bet is a very short Amud Bet. So today's class should be for the Refu'ah Shalem Ha'ol Cholim. Okay, we're on the bottom of the page, last line on 39b, Lamed Tet Amud Bet. Today's daf is daf Mem. We were talking about yesterday, Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick. Now we're really going to continue that conversation with a bunch of stories of how people visited rabbis who were sick, and how great the mitzvah is, and what reward the mitzvah pertains to. So the last line starts out, Rav Chelbo Chalash. Rav Chelbo had become weak, he became ill. Nafak Achriz Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana went out and started telling everyone that he's sick, for people to pray for him. Rav Chelbo Baish, he would say, Rav Chelbo is weak, Rav Chelbo is ill, please everyone pray for him. Lo ika deka ate, and nobody is coming to visit him. Right? So Amar Lahu, he said to everyone, Lo kachayama ase, was this not the incident b'talmid echad mitalmidei Rabbi Akiva, with one of Rabbi Akiva's students? There was a story. Shechala, he got sick, the student, Lo nichnasu chachamim levakero, and the students did not go to visit him. Venichnas Rabbi Akiva levakero, and Rabbi Akiva went to visit him. Since whenever Rabbi Akiva arrived to visit this student, they cleaned the house. They sweeped all the dust and stuff along those lines. Chaya, he ended up living this rabbi. So what was the story? There was a student of Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Akiva went to visit, and the student was sick. And when he came, all of the people of the house, they sweep the floor to clean the dust and everything for Rabbi Akiva. And because he came to visit, therefore he saved the guy by coming to visit him. So why don't people, he's telling everyone, come and visit him. So this is what Rav Kahana is doing now. Rav Kahana is saying, Rav Chelbo is sick, come and visit him. So Amar Le Rebbe Chaitani. So now, what does he do? He goes to Rabbi Akiva and he says, "Hey, Rabbi, can you heal me? Can you come and visit me? Can you do what you did to that student?" So Yatsa Rabbi Akiva v'darash. Rabbi Akiva went out and made a drasha. Kol mi she'in mevaker cholim, anybody who doesn't visit sick people, ke'ilu shofech damim. It's as if he kills people. It's as if he's spilling blood. What's the idea there? Why is it as if you're spilling blood?
If you go, you save him. If you don't go, you don't save him.
Oh, okay, good. So if you go, then you are giving him that pleasure of giving him that chance. I believe that you can still make it. Or if you don't go, you're saying you don't care. Right? Ki'ate Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came, Amar, he said, Kol ha-mevaker et ha-chole, anyone who visits the sick, gorem lo shichye, causes him to live. He causes him to live if he visits the sick. V'kol she'ino mevaker et ha-chole, and whoever does not visit the sick, gorem lo shiyamut, causes him to die. Aye, aye, aye. So the Gemara says, my garma. What causes him to die? What do you mean it causes him to die? So the Gemara says, ilema kol mevaker et ha-chole mevakesh alav rachamim. Maybe it means anyone who visits the sick will pray for him to have mercy. Right? That's actually what you're supposed to do. If you go to visit a sick person, you shouldn't just go. You should go and say a tefillah at least next to their bed, so on and so forth. But kol, right? Mevakesh alav rachamim sheyechye. You pray for him to live. Vekol she'ein mevaker tochadam. But if you don't visit the sick, what usually happens? Sometimes when you don't visit the sick, what usually happens is mevakesh alav rachamim sheyamut. So the Gemara says you would probably pray for him to die. The Gemara says you don't visit the sick, you're going to pray for him to die. The Gemara says sheyamut sal kedatach. You're actually going to pray for someone to die. Ela kol she'ein mevaker chole. No, the idea is, if a person doesn't visit the sick,
he's probably not going to pray for them to live or to die. He just won't pray for them altogether most times. So like, for example, they send out a lot of times, and this is so common, they send out a new name for Refuah Shlema, like a random person you've never met before, and in one of these chats, and you see the name. What do most people do? They just swipe by. They don't actually read it. They don't actually say, you know, Refuah Shlema, Shir Ma'alot, or something, or add them to their name of their prayers, right? So that's what he's saying. He's saying, if you at least don't do your effort to go and pray for the person, so if you're not going to visit them, you're probably not going to pray for them, and therefore if you don't pray for them, you're not giving them the extra zechut to cause them to live, which is, in essence, you causing them to die. Not actually, but in essence. Okay. Okay, Rava Yoma Kadma'a. Rava, on the first day that he got sick, the Khalish, that he got weak, Amar Lehun, he said to to those that was around him, he told them, Lo tiglu le'inish, don't tell people that I'm sick. The lo litra mazale, I don't want my mazal to get touched, to get ruined. Then afterwards he realized, hey, that's not working. Mikan ve'elach, after that, Amar Lehun, Poku v'achrizu b'shuka, go and announce in the shuk that I am sick, so that people pray for me. They call the sanili, anyone who hates me, lechadeli, he'll feel bad and he'll turn his hate away from me. He won't hate me anymore. He'll love me. Uchtiv, and it says, bin pol oivcha al tismach, when your enemy falls, you should not be happy. There's actually a big contradiction in the pesukim in Tanakh. If you are supposed to celebrate, if you're supposed to be happy when your enemy falls, right? If the Arabs die, you're supposed to be happy. Or are you, from this pasuk, are you not supposed to celebrate when your enemy falls? It's a big, big contradiction. In essence, you're not necessarily supposed to celebrate, but you don't necessarily need to be upset, right? You could just be standard. Nachon, but the idea is that you never celebrate when somebody dies. You should never promote somebody dying. But at the same time, you don't necessarily need to be upset. Or you could just be standard, like, okay, it wasn't a bad thing that these people who were trying to kill Jews died. V'chule. V'derachimli, and he says, go and announce why anyone who loves me, libay alai rachamim, will come and pray for me. So he said the first day he thought, don't announce. And then he said, no, go and tell people so that people will pray for me, and those who hate me will feel bad. So Amar Rav, kol ha-mavaker t'chole, nitzol midina shel Gehinam. Anyone who visits the sick will be saved from the din of Gehinam, from hell. Shneimar, asher maskil el dal, v'yom ra'ah, imalateo Hashem. So what does that mean? What's dal? Ein dal ele chole. Dal, in this pasuk, is referencing to the sick person. Shneimar, madle yitza'ini. So it learns that from that pasuk, that it's referring to, visiting the sick, talking about going to the sick. That's from dal. Iname, or if you want to say min haden kara, from this pasuk, madua ata kacha dal ben amelech baboker, why are you so sick, right? So the word dal over here is also referring to sick. And how do we know it saves him from geinam if someone visits the sick? Ein ra'a ele geinam, ra'a, the word ra'a, evil, wicked, is actually referring to geinam. Shneimar kol pal hashem lema'aneu v'gam rasha leyom ra'a, says it's all of it's for Hashem, and Rasha the Yom Ra'a, a wicked person for the day of evil. What's the day of evil? So the Yom Ra'a, over here, Ra'a is referring to Gehinam. That's what it's referring to. So that's how you know that if you visit the sick, you get saved from Gehinam. Ve'im biker mascharo, and if you visit the sick, what's your reward? The Gemara says, what's your reward? You just told us what the reward is. The Gemara says, mascharo, k'damar nitzol midina shel Gehinam. You just said you get saved from Gehinam. So the Gemara says, elam mascharo ba'olam hazeh. No, what reward do you get in this world? The Gemara assumes you get some reward in this world as well. So the Gemara says a pasuk. So what does that pasuk mean? Adonai Yishmereu, Hashem will protect him from a yetzer hara. And will give him life.
How is it referred to sick?
Who
will be visiting the sick?
So he's saying that you're saying how is this pasuk referencing the visit of the sick? That's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't know. That's a good question. It's in Tehillim. I don't know what the context is over there in that chapter. And I think it's Mem Aleph, but I have to look into it. I don't know. But anyhow, the pasuk is referring to protecting him for doing some devil mitzvah. So I'm assuming it's talking about
the visit. The continuation says davai, which means sickness. Not sure.
The continuation. The pasuk doesn't end like that. Adonai yishmeru v'chayehu ve'ushar ba'aretz ve'al titenehu benevesh chayoyevav. That's the pasuk. Maybe it's another pasuk after that. Yes, in the continuation of the perek, or earlier on in the parak, it actually has another pasuk talking about the sick. It says Adonai Saden Wal Eres Devai Kol Mishkavo Hafachta Becholio. So it's talking about over there about the sick. So that's a good question. Okay, very good. So how do we know? So what is it saying? Adonai Yishmera Umiyetzerara. Hashem will protect him from the Yetzerara. V'chayehu, and give him life mina isurim, from pain and suffering. V'ushar ba'aretz shu kol ha'kol mitkabdin bo, everyone will take pride in him. Val titenehu v'nevesh oyevav, will not give him to the enemy. Shizdamnu lo re'im, that he'll have good friends. Ki na'aman, like na'aman sheripu etzarato, that they healed his friends, they healed his tzarat. V'al izdamnu lo re'im kerochovam, and it will not have bad friends like Rehovam, Shechilku and Malchuto, that they split his kingship. They didn't give him the full kingship. So that's that good friends versus bad friends. So that's what we pray for. Okay, Tanya, Stan the Baraita. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Im yomru lecha yeladim, if the young people tell you, Bene, you should build, Uskenim Setor, and the older people tell you, break down, don't build. Shema lezekenim v'ad ishma leyeladim. You should listen to the elders and not to the youngers. Shebinyan yeladim setira, because building of the youngsters is destroying. Ustirat zekenim binyan, and the destroying of the elders is building. Meaning, I guess in this context, the elders have more experience. You should hear out the elders. I don't think this is necessarily talking about like nowadays. If they say the elders in the community are saying, go and buy wild wood, and the youngsters are saying, don't buy it, so you should listen to the elders. I don't think that's the way you should learn out from here. I think it was more so talking about experience. Right.
Maybe it means if Rabbi Chaim says something and a bunch of other people saying other things, you go with him, because he's, even if it says destroy, that's a building.
Nachon, but you're translating zekenim as zeshekanach chokma. How do we know? I think it's talking about elders mamash, meaning it doesn't necessarily mean.
In this situation, it's both. It is both experience and also Torah.
Okay, beseder. V'siman ladavar, and there's a numanic. How do you remember this? Rechovam ben Shlomo. It says to remember this. It just references to Rechovam ben Shlomo, right? That he lost his kingship, it was a split, and the Beit HaMikdash in those days also, I think, it was like referencing to how the Beit HaMikdash should be built, and so on and so forth. Okay, it's a mnemonic to remember, how to remember this point, that you should listen to the elders. Oh, and Rehovam, what did he do? He went and took advice from the youngsters, and not from the elders. The elders were saying otherwise, he was listening to the youngsters. Amar Shisha Berei Rav Yidi, Lo Lisud Inish, a person should not visit the sick, Ketzira, lo bitlat sha'e kadmaita, lo bitlat sha'e batraita. Not in the first 3 hours of the day, and not in the last 3 hours of the day, the yoma of the day. Ki hechi de lo lisach da'ate min rachamei, so that he doesn't take his mind off of tefillah. Why? Tlat sha'e kadmaita, the first 3 hours of the day, revacha da'ate. The sick person is a lot. He's very wide, open wide, meaning he's feeling a lot better in the morning, very very early in the morning. That's when he's a little bit better. Betraita, the last 3 hours of the day, takif chulshe. That's when his sickness is the most severe. So those hours shouldn't go and visit.
The last 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first three and the last three. Amaravin, Amarav. Minayin shakadosh baruch hu zaneh dechole. How do we know Hashem visits the sick? Hashem supports the sick. Sorry. Shneimar Adonai Yisadenu Al Eres Davai. Says Hashem, referring to the person who's bedridden, sick, Davai. So therefore Hashem is taking care of him. Ve'amar Avin Amar Rav, Minayin Shashchina Sheruya Lemala Mimitato Shel Chole. How do we know the Shechina is present above the bed of the sick person? Shneimar Adonai Yisadenu Al Eres Davai. Also the same pasuk. Tani Namiach, we have a brayta just like this. Hanichnas levaker et achole. If somebody goes to visit the sick, lo yashev lo agave mita, he shouldn't sit on his bed, v'lo agave safsal, not on a bench, v'lo agave kise, not on a chair, el mitatef, you should wrap yourself with your cloak, v'yoshev agave karka, and sit on the floor. V'nei shashchina shiruya lemala mimitato shel chole. Because the shechina is present above the bed of the chole. Shneimar Adonai yisadenu al eres davai. Again, using that same pasuk, meaning you shouldn't go there and act with like lightheadedness and just like go and sit comfortably, nice on the bed and like with the chole. Like you should understand, there's a little bit of the shechina is present over there where he's sick. Okay, the amara.
We don't do that.
Nachon, I mean, I'm explaining what the meaning is. The meaning is not to be lightheaded. That's the idea. Meaning not to go and just be comfortable, sit wherever you want, do whatever you want. You have to do it with the kavod, knowing that the shechina is present there at all times. The amar avin amarav. Mitra b'marava sahada rabba perat. If we have rain in the west in Eretz Yisrael, it fills the Nahar Perat, it fills the Euphrates River, overflowingly. Upliga de Shmuel, this is arguing with the opinion of Shmuel. De'amar Shmuel, Nahara mikifei mitbarich. The river is actually blessed and it gets filled from it's flowing from its source, meaning from its actual source itself, and not from the rain water. So this is against Shmuel's opinion. Upliga de Shmuel ad Shmuel. And Shmuel actually disagrees with the opinion of Shmuel. Meaning there's two different opinions of Shmuel disagree with each other. The Amar Shmuel says over here, Ein hamayim mitaharim ezochalin. Water only becomes purified, he's talking about like mei mikveh, with zochalin, with flowing water. Ela prat perat biyomei tishrei bilvad. Only the Nahar Perat, only the Euphrates River in the month of Tishrei alone. Why? So look at the Mefarish over here. The kol yemot hashana rabin notfin ala zochalin mine geshamim sheyordin letocho. There's so much rain throughout the year that the rain is overflowing. The flowing water from its source the whole year. Umina shelagim, and from all the snow that melts shemit pashrin kol yemot hashana achama avalt betishri. But in Tishri kvar pasku shelagim, the snow already stopped. And it melted when he pashru kulan vehalchulahen, and it left. So mitarin azochalin ve'en b'naharot ela memav shenovin bilvad. And in the rivers is only the water that's actually sourced from its source where it comes from alone. So only then can it zochalin, can these flowing waters actually purify. So he's disagreeing. He's sounding like over here that there's more. What we said, what in the previous Shmuel's opinion, was that it comes from its source. Over here, it's saying that all of the days, except for the month of Tishrei, it's flowing more from rainwater than it is from its source. So this is contradictory to what Shmuel just said. Why are we even bringing this? Why are we bringing this comment? We were talking about visiting the sick, now we all of a sudden jumped into rain. So if you look back, we brought multiple statements in the name of Ravin. Ravin said in the name of Rav. So this is also Amar Rav. Ravin says in the name of Rav. Sometimes it does that, and if it's in the name of the same person, it'll repeat a new thing in his name. And just to finish off, so Avuad Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, Avad Lehun Mikvaot Lebinate Biyomei Nisan Umavtze Biyomei Tishrei. Based on this second teaching of Shmuel, that in the month of Tishrei there's a lot less water. So what did the father of Shmuel do? In the months of Nisan, where there's a lot of rainwater, he built mikvehs for his daughters. So they would have mikvaot, right? And in the month of Tishrei, where there's a lot less water and it's much more muddy, in order for there not to be a chatzitza, right? If somebody, what's a chatzitza? Is whenever a woman goes to the mikveh, she can't have anything that's on her, or anyone for that matter. A person does netilat yadayim, you can't have anything on them. There's a question about the rings, and so on and so forth, not to get too much into it. But you can't have something separating the water from touching the body. So they used to, not when they wouldn't have a lot of water, the mud on the bottom would get on the body, and therefore it could be a chatzitza. So what he would do is, the father of Shmuel, based on Shmuel's second teaching, would build mikvaot for the month of Nisan, there's a lot of water. And for the month of Tishri, he would place mats. He would build these mats that he could place on the mud so that when the daughters would go to the mikveh, it wouldn't be a chatzitza, they would be able to step on it and no mud would touch them, so there wouldn't be any interruption from the water in the body. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Do a quick recap. We started on the Amud Bet. We basically, we're talking about a few stories of visiting the sick and how great the mitzvah is. We said that anyone who visits the sick gives them life. Anyone who doesn't gives them death. And we said it's really just because he doesn't pray. But essentially, if you pray for the person, it also has a big chizuk for them. A person who visits the sick will be saved from geinam. And then we said that, it's very, very good to visit the sick. It brought a bunch of pesukim showing the greatness of visiting the sick. And then we said that when you visit the sick, you also shouldn't, be lightheaded. You should be very respectful because the Shekhinah is present on top of the bed of the sick person. And to finish it up, we brought this story of the waters, and we had a contradiction in the opinion of Shmuel. And the father of Shmuel basically told us that in the months of the year where there's a lot of rainwater, that you build mikvaot, and in the month of Tishri where there wasn't a lot, so that you build mats so that there would not be any chatzitza between the mud and the actual water itself. Okay? Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.